surely something must be done, not only by the government, but all interested stakeholders, because this is one of the major cornerstones in terms of promoting the country's transition into a democracy and ensuring that those issues that we say are the kingpins of a democratic society are actually looked into by such a court.
As you pointed out, of course, this is one of the main aspects of the constitution. Do you think that once President Mugabe signs it, will there be any change when it comes to this issue?
Well, really, resourcing such important constitutional commissions is a matter of political will. And I think what is needed is more the political will than the actual ascendance to the new constitution by the president himself. So I think once the president ascends to the new constitution, well, my argument is that that which saw them not resourcing it today may not really fall away by having the new constitution ascended to.
But do you think that we can blame Zimbabwe? We know the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and others are even facing issues to carry out their mandate, which are seen as just as important.
Well, if other commissions are resolved, why not the Human Rights Commission? It's about relegating the issue of human rights to the periphery. And this is where the biggest issue is about. You are saying if you are interested in ensuring that you operationalize constitutional commissions, then resolve them.